It was an early morning on August 29, 2005, as we got a phone call at our ABC news station. It was a family calling from the Gulf Coast of the United States stating that a massive hurricane has struck in their town. Seconds later, over 1.2 million people were evacuating from their homes as fast as they could due to the hurricane coming at them at 125 miles per hour. Seconds later, families were asking themselves, is this just a dream? Several hours later, we were still in contact with the family that was involved in the hurricane. The news reporters were still there trying to understand what happened and to see the damage it had done to the town. Seeing the damage made it a very difficult time for the family. Losing everything that mattered to them made it devastating. How can a hurricane do this much damage? Our news reporters happened to interview the family and their 15-year-old daughter, Katrina. Hello, we are live here in the Gulf Coast reporting on ABC News. We are here with the Newman family who is going through a rough time as you can see how bad the damage is. Today, the Newman family was shook by what the hurricane did. Katrina has claimed 1,800 lives and more than 1,500 injuries occurred. It's so crazy to think this has happened to our hometown. Our reporters had information regarding the hurricane. It brought sustained winds of 100 to 140 miles per hour. It had stretched 400 miles across the Gulf. A lot of damage occurred, such as flooded homes, lives taken, and homes destroyed. Experts said it caused more than $100 billion in damage. The Newman family has never been so devastated. There was one family who had put their whole story out about the horrible hurricane that hit their town. Joe Briggs, a contractor in New Orleans, decided to keep his family around during the storm to ride it out. Joe decided last minute this was a bad idea, claiming, "Grab the pictures, grab our important documents, grab a few days of clothes." They decided to stay down in Alabama with some family for safety as the monster hurricane ripped through their hometown. The horrible hurricane was a shock to everyone. Our phones were ringing nonstop. Families lost their homes, lives were lost, and everyone had to work hard to replace the damage that was done. Families began to find their next step to finding new homes, buying new clothes, and starting a new journey after a hard hit from the Hurricane Katrina. This family would have never thought they would have had to put their story out on the news stating that their hometown was destroyed by a massive hurricane. Families were glad that they were able to start a new journey and continue on.